Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome to Tech Talk. We're doing a little bit slow today. We've only got one guy, one amateur. Yeah.
One amateur
behind the scenes over there. So there may be a few little slow moments.
Maybe a hiccup or so. But
shout out to our engineers today.
Yeah. Way to go out there, guys.
Okay. So this is Tech Talk, and today we're talking about your holiday tech buying guide, I guess, and what's new and what might be popular and maybe how to choose the right things for you according to your lifestyle.
And when you're worried about me, you know, I wrote down my list and
check it out.
It didn't have to be like four pages.
Yeah. this is a book.
This is literally a book.
Awesome.
I mean, I wanted you to get me what I wanted, not what you thought I needed.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That is a big problem. That is huge. Is why do I need that? You know, because everybody has everything.
Right.
Like. But back in the day,
like, I need socks.
Yeah.
I need a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, and now everybody has everything
has
that they
everything.
Need, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have heated socks that record how far you've walked.
Oh,
really?
And reports it to your iPhone and then stores a map up in the cloud of where you've
Where you've traveled, and all that stuff. Isn't that nice to
think about that?
Somebody's following you with your socks.
Yeah, your wife bought you some new socks.
New socks.
And she sees where you go.
You're tracking you.
Yeah.
With the downloadable StalkMe app.
Yeah. We can never be lost again.
Great.
Somebody couldn't be. Who knows?
Well, who knows?
That might be okay for certain situations.
Absolutely. What are we going to start off with?
Well, we talked about this briefly a couple weeks ago when we shared some ideas. And, you know, I started to think about what kind of categories of, gifts and gadgets we have, I got the Consumer Report, and I started to look through what they had for gift giving, and then it really hit me when I saw the crock pot with Wemo, so that when you're a little bit delayed at the soccer game, you can go back into your app and you can turn on and off your home devices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set that crock pot back a little bit so you can eat a little bit later in the evening.
So what's Wemo? What's that stand for?
I'll let my associate explain what that one was. I don't know the acronym.
That's a good question. I think everybody's got different ones too. But what that it's almost like your home intranet, if you would.
Okay.
But it's all everything is in home. You can use
Does that
obviously
include
the
Nest
crock pot.
Thing?
Some do, some don't. Some you have to add.
Okay.
For like the Wemo, I think if you want to add devices to that, you have to get what is a bridge to add more devices. Otherwise, it's like a one-to-one. You tie your phone to that crock pot, but now if you want multiple crock pots, you have to get a bridge that you put in your house, almost like a router in a way, and then those will talk to one phone, multiples. For like right now, I have one on my grill outside, so I don't have to keep judging, well, am I about out of gas? It weighs the tank for you as you go, and it will remind you.
Where do you find that?
Well, you know, oddly enough, we found it at one of like Home Depot, Walmart, or not Lowe's, things like that, one of the fellows at work found it, and
you had to have it.
We had to have it, yeah. So
Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot,
they've all liked it,
and then all your favorite online stores.
Yeah, absolutely. But they have all kinds of gadgets. They have light bulbs, smart light bulbs.
What's so smart about that?
You turn them on and off with your phone. You don't have to go over and hit a switch or nothing like that. They'll just on.
Turning on lights.
Yeah, that's really getting lazy, I think. Let's turn the lights
on.
Is it programmable?
Yeah.
So,
it is.
So that you could say, I'm going to turn my lights on and off when I'm not there. And
I think they are.
Somebody comes at the back door and they want to know you're there, and you've already got the coffee brewing, and I got to stay away.
Well, you know what I want? I want a way to text my dogs. If the dogs need to turn the lights on, I want them to be able to turn the lights on.
That would be interesting. It might be a new patent for you.
Kickstarter, I'm sure, will have somebody.
Absolutely. That'd be a good one.
Thanks for the idea, right?
Yeah.
There's the useful and there's the ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And,
yeah, there's some
of that. I guess that's where I am, and I'm still at the point where I may not buy things for myself,
mm-hmm.
and if I've hinted and my wife or my daughter pick up on it, mm-hmm. I might find it for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, you do that at times.
Yeah. Okay.
And you go, well, I just really was talking about it. I really don't need it, you know. Sometimes
sure.
you do, and sometimes you don't.
And then there's the things like saying, like, what in the world were you thinking? You know,
like the socks.
Yeah.
Like the socks.
Take the socks.
I was
going
to start with 4K TV.
Ooh,
so
nice.
What's the deal with 4K? And it's weird because, okay, you get your 1080, which is
mm-hmm.
HDTV.
Yep.
That was measured in, I think, this way.
Mm-hmm.
4K is measured this way. But anyway, it's basically four times the pixels that a HDTV has. So I don't know if it's worth it to buy one now because you actually have to have 4K input.
Input. I was going to say, can you really take advantage of that?
I'm sure there's some places.
Maybe a DVD or a movie or something.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they're streaming 4K yet because that's a lot of information.
Yeah. I don't think they
are. And Blu-ray's gone 4K, but 4K cameras are just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Time to up the bandwidth on your internet connection.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not sure we can. That's a bill. That's a big bill.
Okay,
when you have a TV that's this size and you're doing 1080,
mm-hmm.
and it looks fantastic. If you
right.
go to a little bit larger one, still pretty good. But when you get the really large ones,
mm-hmm.
and you're in a short distance to the screen.
Right, that's where it
sometimes
pays
I
off.
Can't see the hockey puck that goes across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where 4K would help out.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as pixelated if you get close to it.
Do you have
There's
a
lot more detail.
Do you have I don't have a pen.
Put it on my list.
Put that on. Oh, he wants a list. He wants 4K.
I forgot to put it down.
Okay.
What
so,
about the curved TV? I'm gonna throw that in there.
I'm not sure if that's worth it.
I've seen it, and I actually have a family member that bought one.
Yeah.
And they're pretty dang nice.
The only
nice.
Concern I have with it is if it's curved, it's going to pick up more of the lights in the background in the room
mm-hmm.
rather than in just one direction.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't see that.
Yeah.
But,
I'm not sure what the finish is on it, but
yeah.
that was my concern. I'm not sure if that's a fad.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I don't know.
But you got your 4K TV. Along with 4K TVs, picking out a TV, when you're looking at each of them, one important thing is contrast ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Contrast ratio is the difference between the brightest whites and the darkest darks.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, the harder part is getting your blacks right.
Okay, so what's right? What's wrong?
Well,
I mean,
darker blacks are better.
Is there a number that we're looking for? Or what do we compare? Is it
well, the
zero?
The higher number of the contrast.
Okay.
You know, it's a ratio, like a 1 to 4,000 or
mm-hmm.
something, or 1 to 8,000. So the higher that contrast is, the more difference there is between your brights and your darks.
So the bigger the number is what we're looking for.
Right.
And that,
I just want to keep it simple.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Now, what about the hertz of a TV? I hear a lot of that, too, that plays an effect of a TV.
That's
do you
your,
see that a lot?
That's your refresh rate,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're watching like a football game and the camera's going left and right
mm-hmm.
and things are happening.
That's where the jitters, right?
Right. If you pay attention, you'll see like put
yeah.
across there. So the higher the hertz, the more it will refresh as that goes through and the smoother the movements will be on your screen.
There is a difference in a 40-inch TV that's 1080.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that refresh rate, and then you have whether or not they've got a computer built into it.
Oh, the smart TV.
With all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that goes into the Apple TV,
mm-hmm.
which I do have a picture of, and
it's in there.
Okay, that is the this will start a little bit of a thing. This is the look of the Apple TV
mm-hmm.
when it's turned on. This is the menu. So the movies and the TV shows, the music and the radio. Go back. Okay. all those are iTunes, right? Yeah. Movies you can buy from iTunes, TV shows, and the music is all iTunes.
That middle row.
That's where it's connected to. Okay. So if you're an Apple person, you have an iTunes account, and you want to reference all those things, that might be the way to go. And, you know, it's got several other, I don't know if there's like 10 rows under that.
Yeah.
You got Netflix and Hulu, HBO Go. There's HBO Now. HBO Now, I think, is the service where you can subscribe to HBO. And
it's a la carte. Yeah.
Right, you can get it on the Apple TV. HBO Go is where you extend your satellite or cable HBO onto your Apple TV. Okay. Then after that, we've got, the Roku. Okay, there's that's the new Apple TV with the new remote where you can swipe across the top end of it, which I guess is pretty nice.
Now, does that, I think the Fire TV, you can talk to the remote. Can that one, can you talk to that?
Yeah, that's got Siri.
It's got Siri, okay.
Mm-hmm. So
I didn't
find
know
me something, find me a funny movie.
Yeah.
And
okay.
then it'll find you a funny movie.
Awesome, okay.
Okay, this is the Amazon, what was it, the
Fire?
Fire TV, yeah.
So that's
the
same thing. If you have Amazon Prime, is that right?
Yep.
Then you have access to all that content, all right? So the Apple TV, you've got your iTunes, Amazon, you've got Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you have the remote there, the game,
more of a
game thing, because you can actually turn it into a game console.
Okay.
You can almost not, you know, not it's not an Xbox or a PlayStation or something like that, but you can certainly play games on it. And
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
Good.
Good.
There's the Roku, which is kind of, I don't know if it's a more standalone thing. You've got a Roku, right?
Yeah. I started off with a Roku. Because I wasn't a big Apple user at the time.
Right.
And it had all of the services from Netflix to Hulu to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a lot of channels that were broadcasting onto the Roku. But as soon as, you know, the Chromecast came out, I have an Android tablet.
That's this little deal here, right?
Yeah, and
it's actually just this piece right there, and then everything
the rest of it's a power adapter.
Yeah. Right,
so
this little piece right there.
It allowed me to take whatever was on my tablet and display it.
On the TV?
I had two TVs. One had the Chrome, and one had the Roku.
Gotcha.
Got a TV, you know, that had the smart key, everything built in.
You don't need it.
Well, no, I'll find another place for it.
There's
always another TV.
You can always say
But even the iPad now takes Chromecast.
Oh, okay.
So
really?
I can cast from an Apple device to a Google device.
Okay.
Nice.
The thing I liked about the Apple TV is, you know, all my stuff, my music is on my Mac Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And it connects my Mac Pro in the other room to my TV, which is connected to my sound system, and then I can have access to all the movies and music on that. I don't have to sit in front of my computer and listen to it.
My TV lets me look for router-attached storage. So if I have video assets stored on my home system, it's plugged into my Wi-Fi router, and now I can call up and put on a slideshow of all the pictures of our vacation or something.
That's on your TV?
Yeah, it will display on the TV.
So you can do that with the Roku.
I don't think it's on that Roku yet.
Okay.
But I can do it from my phone with an app, my tablet with an app, or on the TV natively.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
the difference between these things is just where you want to get your content. They all kind of do the same sort of stuff, but make sure you figure out where you want to get your content and if you want to stream from what type of computer.
And if you give it to your father-in-law for Christmas, plan on coming back every other week to teach him how to do it.
I'll do a little training.
Well, it really is. I mean, you know, we're tech professionals.
Yeah.
And we thrive on...
It's tough enough for me sometimes.
Not only the gadgets, but also the technologies and how they work and when they work or don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a map and you need a friendly guide. You need somebody to help you out and kind of show you the ropes.
Okay, another thing I have on pictures over there is the drones. I know the drones have been
big
in the news.
Yep.
And you can get them from what you said, 35.
35. Actually, you can buy them now. There was one for $17. I seen.
Really?
Yeah, but $35. Now this one's a little more than that. Actually,
That's about $1,200, right?
If you tear that down a little bit and take out the GoPro, that drone is $65.
Really?
I have just the drone that looks identical to that. I swear it is. $65.
Okay.
It came with a little camera.
All right.
Underneath it, not a GoPro. Now when you go GoPro and stuff, that changes the ball game completely. But it came with just a little video camera that it will take video or stills.
Oh, right.
And it has a little micro SD card in it.
Okay.
This model that we're seeing now actually displays what the camera sees.
Yes.
Well, the other one does too.
Yeah.
But you have to pay attention to what you're buying when you get a drone. This one is one of my more favorites because it's programmable. It will circle you. It will follow you. You can tell it to go point to point. There are several different things you can do. But in buying a drone, remember, like this one, it doesn't come with the gimbal, which the gimbal is the thing that holds the camera and keeps the camera steady.
Yep.
It does come with a camera mount, but not a gimbal. The GoPro camera, it doesn't come with that. So the GoPro is $500. The gimbal, I think, is about $3. You have to have your own phone to load the app with. The drone, this one itself is about $1,000 plus the remote controls.
Right.
But you still need a phone, camera, and gimbal. So it'll add up to approaching $2,000. But it's a cool one. And then you've got this one, which I think is a little bit cheaper, a lot cheaper, I think.
Yeah.
What was that one called?
Oh, this is the Parrot brand.
Parrot, yeah.
And so they're one
That's
of the
That's a built-in ones. Camera, I think.
Yeah, it's a built-in camera. It's just right in the main body of the...
like the nose of it, right?
The nose of it,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's not a machine gun or a laser beam or anything?
No.
Okay. And we'll have to be looking out to see what kind of rules and regulations if you got to get licensed and all that
stuff. Yeah, there is a lot of rules.
The first of the year is supposed to be the new rules for the drones.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that stuff. But yeah, there's all shapes and sizes of them things coming out now. To the small one is literally not much more than the size of
like
a quarter.
A bumblebee or something.
Yeah, and it actually, when you go to store it, you store it right on your controller. It stores away right on top of it. And
so do you get that just to annoy the dogs in your
in-laws
or something?
I think so. You can just like buzz people, and it's nuts. But $35 will get you one of them little guys. And
you can be instantly annoying.
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat. But, hey, so from drones, what else? We've got, I see storage devices, I see machines, I see more phones.
So some of us, wait for the holidays to give the big gift.
Yeah.
Other times.
There's a useless gift right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
how many times have I heard, I just don't feel good on the virtual, keyboard. And so this is called the iType. It was under the category worthless gifts.
For the guy who has everything, I guess.
So what it actually does is for the tactile typist, it allows you to type, and it will hit your...
the screen in the right place.
The screen, yeah.
And along with that, you can also get gloves that you don't have to take your gloves off to operate your phone.
Yeah.
So those are kind of cool.
And this is kind of a WeMo device. If it can measure the gas in your gas tank, this one can tell you when you've overcooked your meat on
your
grill.
So that's
it's the iGrill. It's the iGrill Mini. Yeah, and it's a temperature sensor.
Okay.
There's so many of those devices out there. Like that's the Nest for the heating and cooling of your house.
Yeah,
learns.
We've got this new term that they have the acronym IoT, Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that can connect to the Internet, and the Internet connects to your phone or your mobile device. So we really have the ability to do home security, keep track of your furnace, and know when, to turn down the crock pot, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, another popular thing is going to be
wearable?
The iWatch or whatever else they have made like that.
Other watches,
copies. So why would you get an iWatch? I don't wear jewelry or anything like that. I don't wear a watch.
So a watch doesn't do me any good, but...
We don't want to poo-poo the idea.
Right. No, I don't think so.
Is it a standalone thing, or is it an extension of your phone?
I thought it was an extension of your phone to a degree.
It's an extension of the phone. And if I was in a meeting and I didn't want to be rude to the point where I'm picking up my phone and looking at it, I could subtly have my hand on the desk.
At your watch.
And, well, you don't want to be too obvious, but you can see when things are coming up.
Yeah.
If it's a weather alert or notification.
My eBay thing is going to end here in 10 seconds.
You could see it.
Then you excuse yourself and you go out to the, to some of us, it's non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a security engineer in Columbus, and whenever there's an attack, it sends a notification to his watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so he needs to drop what he's doing and get to a real keyboard to do the forensics.
Hmm. So research that.
Yeah, and there's some junky gifts. You know, there was one that was a keychain, and it was like a virtual bubble wrap. They've come out with mini computers now. And so teaching young people, from a tablet to this is what a real computer is.
Yeah.
So this is like a Heathkit type of thing.
This is a Raspberry Pi,
mm-hmm.
and it runs Windows, and you hook it up to your TV set through an HDMI, and it has a little touchpad and a real keyboard. And it's pretty programmed with built-in labs, but it's, a young child's first first computer.
So that's sort of like... What it reminds me of, the Commodore, the little keyboard-style thing that hooked up to your TV.
Yeah, of its time.
I'm showing my age.
Yeah. But, the Bluetooth speakers, I mean, my Bluetooth speaker, you call it a cooler, coming in. And this thing is huge. It really is.
Yeah.
And, for me, it was the right time and the right price,
mm-hmm.
but... To be honest, this is where, it's great for the patio, but if the recipient of the gift really wanted one of the small,
the little round
colored ones,
mm-hmm.
and it's a style statement as well, and the quality, then the Bose, the Samsungs, all of those high-end brands are going to have the sound to match the looks and appearance.
So, and picking that out, figure out where the person's going to use it. Is it supposed to be for... an extension outside the house, like on the deck, which size wouldn't matter. But if you're going to take it on the road or something, then you want something smaller.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then also listen to them all because they have all different, fidelity levels.
I think earbuds are the thing that I see most as I walk across campus.
Yeah, right.
Yet people are either going to put over-the-ear headsets on, and whether they're noise-canceling and they're blocking out the outside noise, especially important for people that fly a lot or in noisy environments, or they are just wanting to hear good quality sound.
There we go.
The next stage is going and cutting the cords and having that, unit via Bluetooth.
Via Bluetooth.
So
I'm seeing that a lot.
Those are more of the noise cancellation.
That's a high-end Bose noise-canceling headphone as opposed to an earbud.
Right. Which basically that has a microphone on the outside. It takes the sound from the outside and reverses it so it cancels it.
It inverts it.
Right.
And then also has a radio, Bluetooth, back to your device.
Right.
So you do the pairing. And, prices are out of this world. You can go from a $9 to a $90 pretty darn quick if you can justify the difference in your what you perceive as the quality between 9 and 90.
Mm-hmm. What you're doing.
Yeah.
Try them out and see what you think.
Yeah. I think, for the person that just absolutely never picked up on cell phones, maybe the adapter would be a good gag stocking stuffer.
That,
I don't know.
That's probably easier to hold between your head and your shoulder.
I mean, it is. When you're sitting, you get a...
Does that qualify as hands-free when you're driving?
Oh, I don't know if that'd be that could be hands-free. Put it up there.
Shoulder-free. I know I'm not very romantic, but, building a nice little computer for somebody might be an option. Buying some memory, doubling out what they have right now if their computer is still usable, but going from a spinning disk to a solid state.
Solid state.
You wouldn't believe the difference it makes when you go to a solid state drive and that computer comes on and is usable in, you know, 1 minute flat.
Yeah.
Now, would the issue of failures be a lot less with that than the mechanical type drive?
The measurement of mean time between failures still exists for electronics that could go bad or mechanical.
I was just wondering,
is not impact as, right. you know, prone as a spinning drive that would cause
right.
that. I believe this is a limited lifetime warranty
mm-hmm.
on both of those type of memory modules. But I inherited a hand-me-down laptop that more than meets my need. I don't want to buy a new one because
right.
with a solid-state drive, it does everything that I need to.
Yeah, speeds it up a little more, gives
sure.
you some storage. Yeah,
sure.
And then you've got some extra solid-state storage, too.
Yes, if you needed
that.
If
you even
want
to add on
to
that.
So, you know, we can call this, you know, the accessories.
Yeah.
Do you want to hit this real quick?
Tablet.
Tablets and
yeah.
readers?
Exactly. And that's a variety of readers from where if you're... Or I should say tablets, if you're going from Android to an iPad to Kindles, it's a variety of things. And I think we talked about to where the Android tablet, you can almost convert that Android tablet into a Kindle with the apps and things that comes with it. And in the same way with the iPad, you can
mm-hmm.
convert that.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, seems like they've figured out a way to make a Kindle on other devices.
This is the Kindle. It's a Nook.
Yeah.
It's a Kobo. It's an Android or Play Store.
Yep.
And I have all the apps on it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, find a good geeky friend.
Right.
Go through the options of what you're thinking of.
See how they're going to use it. See what kind of environment that they have and what they
right.
prefer. Like, I'm an Apple guy, so you know what to get me.
Right. We're going to get you an Android device.
Right.
Yeah.
Going to get you that watch.
Yeah, that watch. That's what he wants. I know that.
But, yeah, I don't know. I like cool stuff, but I don't think my family's going to hit it right on my expectations if they
right.
buy for me.
Right.
So
gift cards are always good to, like,
yeah,
Amazon or whatever.
Yeah. I think those are awesome, things
mm-hmm.
like that, because
iTunes,
Amazon
Play Store,
so
Amazon... Or just go out and get the MasterCard Visa gift card
yep.
and let people go out to dinner.
Right.
That works, too.
You can take me out to dinner.
There we go. We'll go down here to the new rib place.
You can show them how to be romantic.
There we go. With a Kindle or
it's been great getting together with you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been Tech Talk for the Holidays. Thanks for watching, and you'll probably see us.
Next month?
Yeah.
Oh, about a month from now.
Yeah.
Okay.